It is 21 and a half minutes after the hour. I'm Ben Brown. Today is Thursday, the 1st of August. That was Crosby, Stills, Nash & Young playing Woodstock, the song about Woodstock. And Juno Afternoon, to which you are listening, is made possible with support from Hanson Gress, delivering IT support to local businesses for over 15 years. And our next guest is Kate Enge, who is the Grants and Marketing Coordinator for Juno Public Libraries.
Hi.
So thanks so much. Yes, welcome to Juno Afternoon. And so it's been a while since I've hosted. It's been a while since I've heard about what's going on at the library, but I'm sure there's lots going on. So jump right in and please tell us.
Okay. I'm going to get started with the toddler time and story time break, which is kind of like the anti-program, I guess. Summer reading's over. The youth summer reading is over this Saturday. So if anybody listening have kids who are filling out the forms to get their free books, they have to be in by Saturday. And then after that, our toddler time and story time will be on break while our youth services crew finishes up summer reading and gets ready for programming happening this fall.
Wow. Okay. So that sounds like a lot of fun. And it's a transitional thing going from one kid activity to another.
Yes. Yep.
Good. And so what else might listeners be interested in at Juno's public libraries?
We have a board game day on Saturday to kind of finish off the summer reading. It will be noon to 5 at the Valley Library. And it's good for kids 8 and older. Everybody's welcome. We'll have board games there from Platypus Gaming. They're the one who hosts the program. And there will be. They also can help teach games if you're not familiar with playing board games.
All right, that sounds fun. Board games are a great way for kids to keep themselves occupied. It's counterintuitive in the summer when they should be out running around, but boy, when the middle of the winter, it's a good thing.
Yes, yeah, when it gets long, dark days and the weather gets terrible, board games are a good way to relieve boredom.
And very good. So that board game day is on the 3rd.
Yep.
And the toddler story time break runs from the 5th through the 26th.
Yes, yep.
And so you mentioned the summer reading program wrapping up. Is it overdone? Is it done yet, or is it just almost done?
Almost done. It's done on Saturday.
Okay, so getting really close.
Yeah, really close.
And then other things going on at any of the library locations people need to know about?
We have a new youth kids chess club that started a couple weeks ago. It's every Monday at the Valley Library from 7 to 8. And you don't have to have any experience, so if you barely know chess, or you just think chess is the boring part of the checkers thing that you got at Fred Meyer's, you can come to the Valley Library and we'll have an instructor there who can teach you how to play.
And how young are some of the chess players?
I'm terrible with kids' ages, probably 5, 6, and older up to teens. We have some teens who've started coming as well.
Well, that's pretty exciting. Chess, of course, is considered one of the great strategic games of the ages.
Yes, yeah. Long running. I'm terrible at it. I have no strategy. So, but these kids are amazing watching them play. They get it, and they're probably going to be our future leaders and thinkers.
Right. Well, I do believe it's considered to be a really great mental acuity builder, because if you're a good chess player, like the computers that can play, you're thinking many moves ahead than that first pawn or rook.
Yes. Yeah.
All right. So, of course, in addition to all these games and specific youth reading programs, the library is open with internet and books and all the other regular services that are provided.
Yeah, all the normal stuff. We have Wi-Fi at all three branches. Of course, during the summer until the end of September, the Wi-Fi is limited downtown to only an hour per day for everybody. And that's just to keep the downtown library branch like open and safe instead of full of tourists and other people who want to come in for our Wi-Fi. So this way it keeps it open and inviting for everybody. And if you need more than an hour, you can go to the Valley or the Douglas branches.
What are the visitors, given that we are having the largest number of visitors this summer ever, it's 1,350,000 is the estimate.
Yeah.
And we'll see at the end of the season if we go over that. How has it been in the downtown library?
It's actually been really nice. We've kept people have come in, they like leave pretty shortly, there's lots of turnover, locals have been able to come in and use our parking and get books and pick up their holds, and they don't feel overwhelmed and crowded. You know how Juno people are with like crowds, and we're not that used to it. So they were coming into the downtown library and feeling kind of overwhelmed, and now it's a lot more calmer, quieter space.
Yeah, I find actually in the summer, if I do have occasion to park in the downtown library parking lot, once you get off that first level,
yeah,
it's kind of an oasis of calm.
Yeah.
Right? And you're like, wow, boy, you can hear the people just milling around outside, but up, you know, one level up, it's not that crazy.
Yeah.
But I imagine as soon as you get upstairs, because some tourists are going to say, hey, there's a library. I want to go check it out.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. We have a lot of librarians from around the world who come in and want to take a look, and they're very kind of excited. They think it's strange that there's a library on top of a parking garage, and so they think it's great. They love our view when we have one, and they just want to check it out.
Yeah, back in the day when the ships were smaller, the outside deck there would kind of look at the top floor, but now with some of these new ships, it's like looking at the lowest deck,
yep.
And you're looking up 10 more stories.
Yeah, I sometimes thought it was a cloudy day just because the ship has come in and just blocked the sun out because
they're
so big.
Yep, well, they're about as big as they could be. I don't know if they can get bigger, but I shouldn't say that.
I hope not.
All right, so that's what's going on in terms of downtown. Now, my notes say that there is some sort of a closure.
Yes, so next Friday, the downtown library is going to be closed to the public. We're doing kind of a reorganization cleaning up project, and unfortunately that means that we have to kind of shut down for the public. And the Valley and the Douglas libraries are going to be open all day, the regular hours, and then the downtown library branch will open next Saturday at noon, its normal hours.
So it's just Friday, the 9th of August, one day of closure for some reorganization.
Yeah.
And are the rooms still available for public use for people who want to have a meeting or something like that?
Yeah, they're open to anybody. Yeah.
And how do people go about doing that?
They can give us a call. You can call the downtown library branch or the Valley, like any of the libraries, and just ask whoever answers that you want to book a meeting room, and we'll get you scheduled.
All right, but it's not an online thing. You need to call and actually ask.
You have to call, yeah.
All right, well, that's, there's not enough non-digital interaction these days, so a good old-fashioned phone call is not a bad thing.
Yeah.
All right, well, Kate, anything else you'd like to share with our listeners this Juneau afternoon?
No, I think that's it.
All right, well, Kate Enge, the Grants and Marketing Coordinator for Juneau Public Libraries, thank you so much for being here.
All right, thanks for having me.
All right, I look forward to talking with you again sometime.
Okay, great.